Hope you all been staying safe and had a good weekend. Thanks for checking out the show this week. Before we get to my guest, I've been saying, we're social distancing here in New York City where I live, and been saying that I can't wait for the city to get back to normal. I think we may be getting there because I saw two cab drivers getting an argument over a parking spot. They got out of their cabs. They started to fight each other, fist fight, and they got really close to each other, and they're swinging at each other, and then realized that they have to keep 6 feet of distance. So they ran away from each other. Then they ran back toward each other swinging, and they were screaming at each other and then running back and then screaming at each other. It was hilarious. And I wanted to see the fight finish. So to help them out, I got the mannequin arms. And, man, they did some damage to each other with those things. My YouTube channel is up and running. We got some fun videos that we've been putting up there. We got some new ones that we just put up. YouTube.com/PaulMercurio. And subscribe and tell your friends and family about it. If you're not talking to your family, send it to them anyway. But check it out, YouTube.com/PaulMercurio. My guest this week, Jeffrey Katzenberg, one of the most iconic and powerful Hollywood executives in the last 30 years. He was the CEO and chairman of Walt Disney Studios. He co-founded DreamWorks and has a new company, Quibi, making short-form content. And just a really amazing career that he talks about, his path to success and his new venture and a whole bunch of other stuff. So really, really interesting, fascinating conversation with Mr. Katzenberg. Enjoy that and stay safe. Very excited to have someone on the show that I've been following, not in a creepy way, like the last 20 years or so, going back to my days on Wall Street. He's kind of an underachiever, chairman of Walt Disney Studios, co-founded DreamWorks Studios, and is now founder and chairman of this very, very cool and new platform called Quibi, which is a mobile-first media technology platform that's bringing together the best of Silicon Valley and Hollywood. Really great to have you on, Jeffrey Katzenberg. Great to have you.
Thank you. Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on this. And for listeners that aren't familiar, the platform is very high production value with A-list content creators, and it's the content is cut up into 7 to 10 minute segments or chapters. Correct? It's sort of this bite size sort of way to consume.
Yeah, here's another way of thinking about it, Paul, which is that I think all of us the last 6, 8, 10 years have found ourselves watching more and more content on our telephone, video, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. And, we've actually been wildly entertained. We watch it pretty much in our in-between moments, and that stuff tends to be stuff that is a couple of minutes long. And for me, what I imagined is what if we could bring Hollywood type storytelling? I'm not saying it's better or worse. It's just quite different. What if we could tell real stories with beginning, middle, and end, but do it in chapters, as you said, that are 5 to 10 minutes in length? We created a new technology that makes the visuals, the images that you watch in video on your phone, full screen and beautiful, unlike you can see anywhere else today. Put those tools in the best filmmakers, the ones both in front of the camera and behind the camera. So Jennifer Lopez and Will Smith and LeBron James and Reese Witherspoon and Chance the Rapper and Steven Spielberg and Guillermo del Toro and Anton Fuqua, and I could go on and on. It's just a phenomenal list of really the best talent and storytellers, and they're all making stuff for Quibi, and we're very proud of it. It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's amazing because, I'm sure because this is such new technology, and you refer to the ability to have it look great on the phones, you call it turnstile technology. But I would imagine no library exists for this platform, so you're creating a library from zero, right? Because of the technology that you've created.
Absolutely, and that's been one of the unique challenges of this, because it is the first subscription platform in which there is no library, there is no catalog. That you can't take an episode of Game of Thrones and cut it up into 6, 10 minute pieces. It stinks.
Yeah.
So everything has to be made for Quibi, for this form and format. The stories need to be written very clearly with chapters and act breaks that are built into it. But I'm telling you, everybody in Hollywood, whether it's from the TV or the movie industry, they all quickly got it, got very excited about it, and have you know, just taken to it like a duck to water. And they're just making incredible, incredible stories using this new form of storytelling and this new technology.
Yeah, you know, you said something really interesting and you just referred to it. It's not better or worse. It's different. There's something you said. I'm going to continue to believe and argue and preach that Quibi is not a substitute or a competitor for television. Why do you feel that way?
Because we watch content on our phone in our in-between moments. And if I'm going to sit down and watch an episode of Tiger King, I'm not doing it during the day. I've got, you know, and forget our days right now, which are obviously, you know, not our atypical, but, you know, when we go back to work, which we will, we're commuting, we're online for a Starbucks, we're on a break for lunch. You don't have time to sit down and watch an hour's worth of programming. You have these in-between moments, and we know that they are, you know, sort of 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes long. And so we just want to give you something really unique and great storytelling that you want to come back to see the next chapter and fit conveniently into your day. The idea that you have a television with you on the go during your day is only something that's happened in the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, that's true. And it, you know, as I was looking into this and reading up on it more and knew that, you know, I start to think, well, how is this different from YouTube? And nothing against YouTube, and I'm on it. I have a channel on it. The quality of the content, and it's a different animal altogether in a lot of ways.
And I admire YouTube, and I wouldn't be here without them. And, you know, they're just a fantastic company, and they're doing something quite different from what we're doing. And it's equally good. It's not better or worse.
Right. Well, it's how anything great happens, you know, sort of, you know, you have to stand on the shoulders of somebody that came before you. And I was really, as a content creator myself, I admired the financial model that you created for your creators who end up owning their content. You said from day one, the inspiration for this is the TV industry that I grew up in before the financial rules of syndication went away. Meaning that there was a time when the creator walked away with the IP for their own content?
Yes, they owned it. And they either owned it outright or they owned a stake in it. And it's actually, you know, how people were rewarded. And I want people to have the financial upside of succeeding on Quibi. If they make something great for us, I want them to actually be rewarded for that as much as possible. And the best way for us to do it was to incentivize talent by saying to them, you can own your content. We'll license it from you for a short period of time, and then it reverts back to you. And, you know, if we've created this industry, you know, this new industry, which I think we will have, that's going to be very, very valuable. And I'm going to actually, I'm cheering for the more valuable it is, the better, because the more people will come and work and do great work for us on our platform.
Well, you know, Ryan Case, the director of Flip, said, you don't always hear from the biggest exec at the company. Apparently, he called me, the writers, the cast members, you, on a Saturday at home to say he was excited. It was wonderful and classy. That really says a lot. I mean, and it does feed the creator when there's that kind of interaction from the executive, especially at your level.
Well, I appreciate what they do. They're you know, very, very talented people, and they're making a great contribution, and Quibi wouldn't exist without them. So can't appreciate them enough.
Yeah. How is it being a small startup in the sense, you know, I mean, with what skill sets? I mean, obviously you run huge organizations. So what skill sets work coming from running large organizations, and which ones don't, and any new ones that you had to kind of figure out?
Well, the interesting thing about today is that, you know, in the world in which we live, and there are so many things that you can rely on third parties to do that you used to have to do all of those things yourself. So, you know, one of the things that we all are starting to understand is something called cloud computing, and the infrastructure for distribution and the ability to connect directly with our customers. These are things that you could not do in the past, and you needed organizations that, you know, helped you do that. You know, one of the pushbacks that has come to us today is that why can't you watch Quibi on television? And well, we're a relatively small company. We've got 65, 75 engineers who have spent a year and a half building this app, which is, we couldn't be prouder of them. It's worked perfectly. Literally, it's what they call uptime has been like 99.5%, meaning it just is run beautifully. It looks beautiful. It has to operate on 2,000 different devices. Mm. And every one of those devices has something unique about the software in it. And so, you know, people are saying, well, why isn't it on a TV set? Well, you know, we just don't have the bandwidth to, a whole nother giant engineering piece of work, which, by the way, they're working on, and it will come, and you will get it on your TV set. But the whole idea was we made it for the phone, make it work there first, and then we'll get to the TV set.
Yeah. Come on, Jeffrey, get your act together, will you? Come on, get it for TV. Jesus, this is great. Well, it's great to have you on. It's Quibi. It's available now, and it's been doing great downloads. Jeffrey Katzenberg, it's great to have you on. Thanks again.
Thank you.
There you go, Jeffrey Katzenberg. Pretty amazing guy. He's done a lot, and I think he's going to turn into something someday. I really do, if he sticks with it. All right, check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulMercurio. Some fun, cool content there. Have a great week. Stay safe. Thanks for checking out the podcast, everybody.